It's almost an ironic invitation. A gateway to the riverfront public park at the edge of Clarksville's downtown reads, "Touch the Mississippi." Usually that requires stooping and walking down some steps. Not now. The water laps up one of downtown's main drags. Though the water is receding, it's still nearly 10 feet above flood stage. It appears the stores and few homes in the floodplain have escaped relatively unscathed, even though the city council voted to put no money toward a flood defense. After $400,000 in flood expenses last year, the city decided it couldn't afford to do it again. Instead, shop owners and volunteers like Mike Greenwell built a wall using concrete barricades and wooden panels.
We've been fixing it up for 25 years. We can't watch it flood.
But the worst isn't necessarily over. Greenwell says in many ways, cleanup is worse than the flood itself. I'm Amanda Vinicky.